How are you going to invest in the life of others that the Lord has put into your life?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Christy takes a lesson she learned from her childhood teacher and shows us how she was able to apply it to her life as an adult. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Christy Davis. Christy serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Pastor Tom Davis, at Central Baptist Church in Alvarado, Texas. I love Christy. She has always been such a sweet source of encouragement to me and a good friend to my family. The title of today's program is called An Open Hand, written by Christy, and I want to share it with you. As we enter into summer, you might be a little weary with upcoming camps and conferences. By sharing a principle from the Word of God that Christy learned as a young person in junior church, she wants to encourage you that your labor is not in vain. What you teach now will be a seed planted in the heart of a child that God can use much later in their lives. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These were the words that spilled from her lips at what many would say was one of the worst moments of her life. These words came out not because Christy is super Christian, but because of a biblical principle that her mom taught her in junior church and lived before her from the time she was young. Today, she wants to share with you the principle of living with an open hand. To understand why she described this as one of the worst moments of her life, you need to know that she struggled with infertility and polycystic ovarian syndrome for years. God gave them a miracle son, Ben, in 1989. But after tests, surgery, and many tears, Christy had contented herself that one child was God's plan. The PCOS had gotten to the place where she had been on birth control for several years just to be able to function. Fast forward to April of 2004, and she was in the ER hemorrhaging. What she expected was to be rushed in for an emergency hysterectomy, but what the charge nurse said instead was, "It's a baby. You've lost a baby." "What? How?" The questions raced through her mind. But the Lord giveth, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, came out of her mouth. Often during that 15 years, Christy told the Lord that she could not handle a miscarriage, not after wanting another baby so badly. But here she was. But within minutes, God gave her three things to thank Him for. Number one, she did not know she was pregnant, so she was not excited about it. Number two, the baby was big enough for her to hold, so she could say, "I love you and I'll see you in heaven." Number three, she can get pregnant. Infertile Myrtle got pregnant over birth control. Why did Christy share this backstory? Well, her husband says because women just like to cry. But really, it is so you can see how important it is to keep teaching and training our children, whether it is at home or in a church ministry. When they are in the ER someday, they will need those principles in their core. They will need the Lord to bring back to their mind an object lesson with the teacher holding a Hershey's bar in one hand and nails in the other. Chocolate representing the good things that come into our lives and nails the bad. She then showed her hand stretched flat, an open hand, so that God could give and take away. What did Christy learn from that object lesson and the teacher that lived it before her? The bad things don't hurt as badly if your hand is open. In that ER, she could still see her clenching her fist on those nails, with pain evident in her face as she did. She opened her hands for us to see the marks the nails left. She then held them with an open hand and said they didn't hurt as badly this way. Christy now asks you, is there some bad thing, past or present, that your hand is clenched around? God did not intend it to cause you that much pain. He is the God of all comfort who wants to speak, peace, be still, if we will but let Him. The good things can be destroyed if we clench our hands around them. Christy can see her crushing that candy bar and saying, it's mine and nobody else can have it. Instead of enjoying it, she ended up destroying it. As a mom and a pastor's wife, two applications cross Christy's mind. Our children are the heritage of the Lord. They need the freedom to grow up and follow God's will for their lives, even if it means your grandbaby lives in Oklahoma. Then, as a pastor's wife, we have to be willing to let God move people into and out of our church. It is His church and His people to do with as He pleases. We should not stand in God's way. If our hand is open, God can add to and take away the good and bad at His pleasure. Remember Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. Now fast forward from that worst moment to April 26, 2005, almost 1 year to the day, Christy walked into the same hospital, only this time she delivered a healthy baby boy, Sam. In 2008, she made a return trip for the birth of their Emma bug. She often wondered if God would have sent Sam and Emma if her hand had been clenched. Around the loss, the Lord giveth and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Keep on teaching. They may not need your lesson today, but they may need it someday. Thank you, Christy. I needed this lesson as we get ready to hit this summer season. Let's invest, invest, invest. This is Amy Sapp helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group, helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.